Hey, my friends, welcome back. It's Mike Silva with another Thursday thought for you. Most people would be a little embarrassed to have unexpected company show up at their house when it was an absolute mess, total disorder, right? I know we would be. My wife and I were staying at a hotel in Nigeria, West Africa. We had gone to visit one of our daughters who was living there at that time. Early the next morning, I hear a knock on the door. I open it and I find a smiling Nigerian young gentleman just ready to clean our room. Frankly, I was so embarrassed. I mean, we had travel bags everywhere. Gifts, clothing, curling irons, curlers. I mean, you can imagine it. Crumpled clothing sprawled all across our unmade beds. Wet towels on the floor, in the bathroom. I mean, I apologized to this young man profusely. And do you know what he replied and said to me? No problem, sir. You see, it is for this reason I have come, to put your things in order. Bam! It hit me like a ton of bricks. Don't you see it? The Bible says that's exactly what Jesus Christ came to do for us. To put our lives in order, our rooms in order, our things in order. He doesn't demand that we first straighten up our mess. Instead, Jesus offers to clean us up. He doesn't demand that we first straighten up our mess. Instead, He offers to clean us up. He wants to forgive us our mistakes and disinfect, if you please, our lives. You see, when Jesus Christ comes knocking on our door and looks into our messy hearts, if you please, we need not be embarrassed. Simply open the door and listen to His voice saying, and I quote, "It is for this reason that I have come." I have always loved what Luke wrote in the 19th chapter of his gospel, verse 10. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Could I just interject this phrase? What if we could say, because of my example and illustration about Nigeria, what if we could say that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, hopelessly lost, absolutely messed up? It is for this reason that I have come. To put your life in order. God bless you all.